Christmas Eve. We have been talking to some offices. The collector is going to be closed Christmas Eve. The treasurer is going to be closed Christmas Eve. Now, they are treating, from a pay perspective, the collector is not paying that as a day off, is how I understand it. But they know they've got some overtime coming up from comp time, so that's how they're doing it. So they're not doing a paid day off. I've also talked to some other elected officials who want to know what our position is on that. The state of Missouri has not decided yet if Christmas Eve is going to be a holiday this year. There's indication that they're going to this next week close on Christmas Eve, but last year they decided the week of.
Yeah, and that's what they'll do again this year. And then we made the decision last year to close because all the state offices were closed at that time. But we waited until they made their decision. Am I right?
The treasurer's already posted because she said, she's already posted because...
Treasurer's already posted, too.
And the treasurer's already posted. My question is, it's just to be closed with no pay, correct?
That's right now, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Should we just make a decision to close or not to close, or just so people can plan accordingly?
It would be nice to make it known so that
we can close with no.
Much as close.
Well, if
no
they
pay.
Well, there'll be employees could use. I mean, could they use it as a personal day or?
Oh, they can always use a personal day, right. Comp day,
and all that day,
vacation day.
If you close, you're telling somebody they don't get paid for that day, even though they were expecting to be paid for that day.
Correct. I see the face, and I bet you don't have TV. Those people listening,
I'd be a little upset if I wanted to, if I needed that money, and you told me I was going to earn less this pay period because you closed the courthouse and I couldn't go to work.
That's your office holders. I mean, that doesn't
well,
happen.
I'm just whatever. I don't care. I mean, you're talking about closing down the whole courthouse, saying you can't work today to all the workers.
Well, every office that we have authority or jurisdiction over. It appears that the recorder's office is looking for some direction. It looks like the auditor's office is.
I'm not saying you can't do it, but you're saying that you can't work and you won't get paid for it, so your check will be less this time.
Well, that happens every time there's an ice emergency, too, though. If we close the courthouse because of weather, it's a similar situation.
I'm just adding a little
flair.
Yeah.
You got in that argumentative mood whenever
Carrie
was here, and we can't get you out of it. It's just
come back, Bob. just for the record, and all those listening to Webland, I'll be not here all next week. I've made my decision to be gone. Now I'll be available possibly by phone, but it appears that it's going to be a pretty slow week. But anyway, Friday being wanted input from you guys.
Yeah. I'm all for it. We waited last year for the state because we had the rumor that they were going to do something that week. I'm all for. I hate to see people rush Christmas Eve to get to a location after they get off work and something.
Well, I mean, if people are driving, they say, "Wait, I can leave Thursday night now because I got Friday off."
Yeah.
So you can still use a vacation day, though, if you have
vacation day, comp time.
No sick leave.
No sick leave because they have to be sick, and we're saying we're not here, so you can't use sick time.
Personal day.
Well, personal day is comp time, right?
Personal day is personal day.
You get three.
It's kind of like
a vacation day.
Okay. It's like a vacation.
Yeah, it's 3 days.
Except they're treated slightly different than vacation days. I guess you can carry over personal days.
What do you think, gentlemen?
I said I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, Chuck.
I'm fine. Yep.
So are we going to declare the courthouse being closed on the 24th and make notice?
Well, to Bob's point, since we haven't talked to all the offices, if there's offices that want to be open...
Should we?
They have a key to the courthouse. They can open it.
But maintenance is going to be closed.
What about the prosecutor's office if they have, and I'm not saying they do, what if they have trials on the 24th? Aren't we going to need staff there for support purposes, if there's spills in the courtroom or, you know, somebody vomiting.
Should we have an email sent out real quickly to all the elected officials?
Yeah.
I think that would be wise. Let's contact all our elected officials and see if...
Make sure that it says non-paid.
This is what we're proposing to do. Do you have any comments?
I'm going to put it right here.
I'll just show up over there in the morning, give myself my own injection, and leave there.
With no pay, or Christmas Eve. Okay.
And if the state makes it a holiday?
Then we make it a holiday, don't we?
And we pay everybody.
Right.
So you'll change your decision.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, why don't we...
I'd rather do it the other way. If we wait till that point and then do that, I'd rather just make a decision now, or either that or wait till the state makes the decision. But I'd rather do it now, let people make their plans.
I kind of lean with you there. See what response we get here, and I kind of like that.
Commission is considering closing the courthouse on Christmas Eve. The employee would have to use a personal day, vacation day, or comp time to be paid for that day. Please let us know your thoughts. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
I would like for you to have that. It is a no-pay day except for, and then use your what you have there.
Okay.
Because you're going to have a bunch of them questioning things if you don't. This is a no.
B.
What do they say? What's the question? Who says?
I do.
You do?
I pay it.
You've already paid it?
I'm going to pay payroll the
24th. Oh.
Because 25th is Friday, so they're paying on the 24th.
No, 25th, is 25th the Friday?
Can we move that forward one day? We have done that in the past for approval.
You could, Don, couldn't you? Come on, Don. Be a team player.
I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just
Okay, but you have done it. So
we did it on Thanksgiving on Wednesday.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I hit send on my email?
Yep.
Yes.
Don, and you don't care to do that? I mean, if we...
I'll have a radio.
Bombs away.
So you're already getting called?
I didn't hear anything. I wasn't even listening, and they called me and told me I need to get in here.
I think we're starting to get stuff.
What they're calling about is no pay.
Well, look.
I didn't hear. I don't know what you said.
Okay, what happened last year, Don, is that we ended up taking the day because we waited till the governor made the choice.
Okay.
People didn't have time to make their plans or anything else. They waited till the very, I think it was the day before to make their decision. We don't want to put our people in that situation.
Well, that's from, I'm getting feedback. That's why I was been getting people contacting me.
If you stay open, I dare you to count the cars out in the parking spaces on the afternoon of the 24th.
It'd be hard for me because I won't be here. I think we should be closed. We've sent the email out. When will we make an official decision?
Well, we're not.
That's
we're kind of used to that, Ron.
Right now.
You being gone.
But they don't know what they'll do if the state makes it a holiday. They don't know.
That was an invitation.
Of me?
Hey.
Okay.
Well,
let's.
I would prefer for it to be open because I've got a lot of. This is my busy time. But I can come in and.
Do it anyway.
And if I don't have to mess with the phone, then I'm going to go live.
Yeah.
Because I've got some.
But if the official position is close to the courthouse, but if you want to come in because you have keys anyway.
Okay.
I've got a key if you need, if you don't
I've
have a key.
Yeah.
I mean, to the front, to the main door? Okay.
All right, the email sent out, when will we make a decision?
Can we do this? Do you want to do it tomorrow? That's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just...
That's all I've got for that, sir.
Oh, that's all you got?
Well, I've got some other things, but I'm just going to... It really literally can wait.
We've got some things on the agenda that I'm not Hey, we got a personnel.
We do. Executive. I've got two.
Okay.
Okay.
But we've got, hang on here, we've got...
Pops grants?
We've got something.
You got a Simplex Grinnell agreement as well.
Yes, what is that?
I've reviewed that. I didn't realize it was this morning, and I'd go up and print it off, but basically it's an agreement that Renee wanted me to look at, and I made a few changes due to stuff that doesn't really need to be in there. And it's for elevator inspection?
Yes.
Simplex?
No, would it be sprinkler system?
Sprinkler system, that's
sprinkler system.
And it's a contract?
I can go print it off here.
Go print
no,
it off.
I mean, is it approval of a contract?
It's a renewal. Why don't I just open it up? It's an annual inspection contract renewal is what it is.
Okay. I mean,
but
which table have to come this? I'll have it on my screen. No, I'll just have it on my screen right here.
Let's go ahead and do our 11 o'clock. It is 11, property and casualty insurance. See Mr. Connell here.
And there's a bonus if you can be done faster than 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm going to be done way faster than that.
Yes.
Welcome.
We can catch up.
Do you need a spot to sit?
Yeah, I'm good, bud. Thanks. Presentation for each of you. How are you guys doing?
Well, doing well.
Connell,
yourself?
Good to see you. Is everybody ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Nope.
I got mine done yesterday.
Oh, you mean buying things?
That lays.
Yeah. No, I'm ready for Christmas.
That lays within what the.
Yeah, in what respect
you consider ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's another day.
Yeah, well, mine's on Saturday to celebrate, so I had to get it done. There's a few pages back in here, and I'll just cut to the chase with you guys on premium summary. You can go back to that page.
What page are we on? Like the last 16 page?
16 of 20, if you look at the bottom left.
Yeah. 16 of 20, gotcha,
16
sir.
Of 20. Bottom line is premium. Last year at $294,457. This year at $300,409. And there is no rates increase in it. It's just been changes of additions or deletions to the policy as we went through this. Originally, when I cut the contract with you guys, I cut a 3-year rate guarantee, and that's what you still have.
Right.
So the only thing that makes that change is adding buildings or cars.
Things those. That we did not have on there, because there was things that we called.
Other than we added cars, what looked like we did.
Yep. In the past, you guys have not taking the terrorism coverage, which is listed below that, which is $3,250 additional. And that's up to you guys if you want to opt to take it this year or not. I have to present it as an option to you for federal statute.
We did not take it last year.
You have not taken it in the past at all.
Can you briefly tell me what that option is?
Basically, after 9/11, there's a slush fund created, which covers terrorism coverage. This is a deductible buyback is what that is.
Okay.
It covers the deductible.
But you're still covering, covering the structure no matter what because of the insurance. So it's just a deductible buyback.
Correct.
So what is it?
Again, what terrorism is defined as, again, is a federal act, you know, and they define what terrorism is, which basically you're going to have the Fed tell you that it was a terrorism act. So vandalism is automatically covered.
But it's not excluded as an act of war or anything like that
no.
from our regular coverage. So we have a coverage. But you're just saying we get our deductible.
The reason we didn't take it last year, but I did have a question after that, and I don't think it was proposed. If there is an act and there's someone injured, does it fall under does coverage fall under that? If there is, like, an outside person.
Federal act, yes.
Yes. So a lawsuit brought forth by a citizen that was here and there was a terrorism act and they
yes.
were dead, there were
yes.
death or injury, they would be covered.
Yes.
If we handle this.
Yes.
Now, would our normal insurance on the premises cover that also? I think that was a question that we were kind of discussing last year.
Does it make sense?
Sorry.
Okay,
we have covered someone dies on the property because of a terrorist
yeah.
attack.
To the extent we're liable, we probably have coverage, but I doubt if we'd be liable for the acts of a third party unless we were negligent somehow in allowing that to happen.
That's what I'm asking.
Some Patriot missiles mounted to the roof could have been.
But even without our liability, if somebody was blown up and we weren't liable, and of course you can't sue a suicide bomber because it doesn't have anything left, these people who died or were injured in the bombing would maybe have some access to funds if we had this terrorism coverage? That's what he's asking, I think.
That's what I'm asking.
Not going to give you any additional coverage.
Somebody being shot come out of the courthouse. So it's not a terrorism act.
It's not an additional.
It has to be a federally declared terrorism, too.
Correct.
It just goes to our deductible, is what you're
saying. I don't think we need it ever again.
Nor do I.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the offer.
I will leave the signature pages for excluding that with Jillian upstairs, along with the bill.
Do we need a motion?
Maybe we should.
Yeah, motion to do
that. Motion to approve the, what is this? What do you call this?
Property
casual.
Yes.
Premium.
For the amount of?
$302,409. Okay, that's the number I meant to put in there, Jim. That's my motion.
And would you also add that we'll...
deny the terrorism coverage?
Yeah.
Yep. $300,409. And in the motion also is that we've also chosen to decline the... terrorism coverage. Okay, that's the motion.
Second.
We have a second.
Aye.
Questions or comments? Discussion?
Oh, is there a discussion?
I just have a question, if I may.
Yeah. You may.
You talked about, are you going to get to it, umbrella coverage?
I'll go over an
option. Period of time?
Yeah.
I don't know if they want it or not. I just remember you saying that last year.
We can go ahead and approve this and then talk about that.
Okay. None other? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay.
Two house cleaning items with you guys. Last year, I presented you an option of an umbrella.
Yeah.
Currently, right now, you guys are under sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity caps your loss at basically a little over $2.5 million for property or liability claims, or claims that you're negligence under liability. It does not cover civil lawsuits. Employment practice liability, those types of things are subject to federal courts, which then you do not fall under the auspice of sovereign immunity.
And we're only covered up to $2 million and something.
$2.5 million, whatever that rolling number is.
So if we have a judgment in federal court against us that exceeds $2.5 million or whatever that amount is, we would have to pay out of GCR the balance, probably.
Correct.
And this coverage would enable us to have that paid if it exceeded 2.5. And I think we opted to be phased in and have a certain amount last time, or?
No, what we chose last time was not to take the coverage at all. Now, I can get you an option back for that, but last year it was roughly, or I want to say around $10,000 for an additional million in coverage.
How many judgments have there been in Missouri against governmental entities, whether it be municipalities or counties, that exceeded 2.5 million?
Very rare. Okay.
What about animal control facility? Nothing changes out there because it's under somebody else's, the health department's?
Health department's under sovereign immunity law as well.
Okay. I want to make sure of that. Now,
it's
do we have all of our part... the little parts that we've had, and we had those in case...
We cleaned that up earlier this year when you brought the question before.
Okay.
So,
what's your thoughts on the umbrella coverage? I mean, I sat through this presentation last year before...
We didn't take it last year.
We didn't take it last year. And the rarity of, I think that's what I'm leaning is just to thank you, but no thank you.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Ditto.
Last item, and then I'm done. This is a copy... As we've discussed in the past, what we've started doing with municipals is services additional over what a normal agency may do for you. And on the top left there, that is Lynette Weatherford with the Human Resources. Below that, we still offer the seminars, which Dixie, I know, has been taking account on with those as well. We usually host 3 to 4 of those that we put on for our customers and prospects and have been still continuing to do that. Disaster planning, if you guys were wanting any assistance with that, Dennis Molinar who's been here before, would come back and assist us with the disaster planning to help the county with that. Some other items there. I want to point out we still have the Microsoft training available, mm-hmm. a certified Microsoft trainer. And then on that also, one of the things that I wanted to put in there that we have partnered up with recently, which will be the work comp at another time, but we actually have talked to several carriers, and they are now allowing us to assist a county or city or large company with placement of a local attorney that is specialized in a field. We just closed Greene County the other day, and we took Harmison Pierman, which is a local Greene County attorney that specializes only in representing the company on work comp claims. And he specifies in municipals as well. And the reason for this is that the work comp hearing judges are actually, for our territory, are in Springfield. And what's been going on in the past a lot of times is our carriers would use a St. Louis or Kansas City out-of-town talent to come in and try and handle cases, and we're finding that we get better results with using local on the deal. It's just as good service and everything else, and it doesn't cost you guys any additional. It's just you interview the attorney if you like them, want to use them, then the time when you have a work comp claim come up, that carrier will utilize that local attorney.
We kind of do that already with our one beacon. We suggest, you know, we've had somebody in the past, you like them, they're local. Why,
yep.
why are you going to send somebody from Kansas City or St. Louis?
Yep.
And they agree with us. We have to pay something extra to have?
No, you don't have to pay anything extra. Alternative Risk Services that we use on the work comp already uses Harmison Pierman on some other things that we do as well, and they're good with the relationship. So once we get that done, if they'll agree to it, then there's usually no harm, and it just gives you a better service and no additional price. We've seen it on the liability side in the past. We've just not seen it on the comp, so we're starting to develop those with the comp as well.
So I'm confused. What's the issue?
There is no issue.
No. There is no issue.
No. We're just saying we'll bring it.
Yeah. We're adding a service.
Yeah, just service. With, value services.
And when we talk about that, and we've had this in the past, investigative work for workman's comp, mm-hmm. will that be involved with this company? I mean, will
yeah.
they do that also? Will your attorney, is that something that the attorney themselves would be a part of, investigative work on a request?
Well, actually, we do that with the carrier for you. On the right-hand side there, we have a work comp claims consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And she has actually worked with Harmison Pierman as well through the years. That's how we came to the relationship with them. But what we've actually run into at times is the carriers won't move as fast as we need them to. And we already established a relationship with a local detective that works with work comp carriers a lot of time on those. And we'll actually go ahead and assign that private detective to get out there, get the carrier involved with it, and move on with it. So, yeah, we definitely want to work on those.
I'm just going off of, you know, past.
Sure.
We haven't had any problems lately, but that's past history.
Sure.
Great. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you guys know what's out there. And
good.
If there's any other things that you feel that you need of us, you know, that are maybe a little out of the box, we're happy to talk about
what's
it.
We're going to, I know that I've talked to Gary about the Microsoft. The timing has just been bad with the remodel of downstairs, but I know that we'll be taking advantage of that Microsoft classes you've got, so.
I'll get back with you guys on the bank of hours, but we refill this bank mm-hmm. every year. So by renewing this policy here, you're refilling more of the bank with us on services.
Great.
So,
of course, with the workman's comp, and I can talk to you some other time if we're running short on time. When disability plays a part, we have had situations where we, the county, have had to contact not attorneys but our representatives or congressmen on the federal level even. And you guys, would you be involved in that part of it? Would they reach that far if we had to?
I don't see why not.
Because once we have an employee, a dedicated employee that's worked here and something's hurting, their time runs out on their the comp, and then they're left with the, what am I looking for, the term of, there's a period of time that they are available for funding, and then after that runs out, disability or whatever's in it.
I think we might want to sit down and just talk about this a little further at a later time so I understand fully what you're after.
We've had a couple of cases that I can think of right offhand.
That's fine. Let's just sit down and talk about it, and I can answer those questions. The comp's not in this process here either. It's coming up later.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. The next thing I'm showing is, guys, 1130 nuisance cases.
Well, we missed the
simplex Grinnell.
I'm still looking for it on
You're on the computer.
We missed our.
We got personnel.
Personnel or executive session.
We still got time for that. Let's go on to cannibal nuisance. How's that?
Okay, that won't take long.
Okay. We can't go that fast.
It's not on until later.
Yep.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
There's a letter to those ladies, and I talked concerning the lady and the companies. Did you guys approve the letter already?
No.
I'm going to have a letter ready by tomorrow. I talked to the lady last night.
I'm not. The ladies? I don't know all the details. There was a letter of acknowledgement?
Recognition or acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement letter. They're a minority-owned business.
Female-owned
business. That they've asked the county to create a letter of acknowledgement. That will help them for some other funding.
But there's one company that will accept that, and they won't have to be federally certified in order for them to get some work. And it's a team that has a company. The fact that they're female owned
helps
will
the opportunity
help them get that job. And we're all for King County.
What happened is that this company contacted Joan in the Office of Economic Development, said that they're looking for a letter of acknowledgement from the county that would help them in their business more business that's Taney County-based business.
Are they a minority and a lady?
Just female-owned is all that. That's female majority. It has to be female majority owned.
Okay.
It's diversity qualified or something like that, but it's because of the female gender owning the business.
And so what I asked them to provide was the articles of incorporation to justify the shares that were issued with that company to see who actually owns those shares. They provided some sort of proof.
There's documentation.
Yeah, legal proof that shows that the shares have been issued to a female.
Okay.
And so all it is acknowledgement letter. We're not certifying. We're not endorsing. All we're doing is basically saying we acknowledge the fact.
You want all three signatures or just the presiding?
No, just one.
First of all, that's what the letter is about. Now, the question is, we haven't voted on that letter, but I didn't see any harm in that because it was helping them get some business.
I didn't know that there was such a thing.
There is.
Now, this is all new to me, so do we need to post this?
Oh, we have to post it.
Yeah.
I'm just asking you guys, that's what the letter's about. Because Bob was reviewing the documents to see if they were, I wouldn't say that.
I'm checking the Secretary's site, and there's two related companies, and they're both corporations or LLCs.
Well, let's take this up some other time.
Well, we'll post it for tomorrow.
For tomorrow afternoon sometime, and I'll have the letter right for your signature.
We got phone call, phone
in.
You can
be done by phone.
Okay. There's a timing issue also.
Okay.
This is a Joan request that she came to me. I said, let's work on that. And when you got information, let me know so I can present it to you guys. So.
Miss Vicki, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm coming for the health thing, and I'm just sitting.
Oh, you're a little early.
Good.
Okay.
Just didn't want you waiting.
Yeah, we did.
No, I'm not on the agenda.
Okay. I didn't see
you. What about the next folks in the audience?
What are you guys here for?
Here for 12:30?
We're here. You just wanted to ride down with us and talk about that situation on Ozark Beach.
Sure.
We're just kind of checking with you on that, and we found out some issues about this grant that is not on the agenda, but I got on there Monday at 2:30. If we want to do this, it's something we're going to move very, very quickly.
The energy grant?
Yeah, they have a chance of meeting this deadline.
Okay, let me explain. The energy grant, when it came out, there was an infrastructure section of the grant. which Joan has been obviously babysitting. She just got more information, I think, from yesterday's conference that was down in Springfield, up in Springfield, and it gives us an opportunity to upgrade all of the pumps in the lift stations for a more energy efficient pump, which would actually save us money, and the grant would cover, if not all, a majority of. And so what Joni's request was an assessment of what we have installed.
She'll get that from him.
Present that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, but it could take midnight oil to get that done.
Right. The problem is that we're on a short timeline to start with, and it's going to take resources to do it. And
I just emailed you what I was going to talk to them about, but what we need is...
this under administrative, if it's all right.
Yeah.
Greg River is, Bill's briefed on it. He hasn't had a chance to really look at it and see what his cost may be, but we have to have the study people.
Yeah. Would you come to the mic, John?
Yes, sir.
Or come to this chair is fine, too. Either way.
What we found out is the grant is a 25% matching grant, and there's a maximum of $1 million, and we do have some areas out within our collection system that this could benefit. But in order to apply, which the deadline is January 14th, but Barb would like to have our information on CD and in hard copy by at least the 11th of January. We have to do that to apply. Now, we have to expend that money to have that study performed, which the requirements, according to Rod, this electrical engineer that's helping Barb with this, the requirements are pretty serious, pretty stiff requirements, but not nothing we couldn't overcome. But we basically, I would be asking the commission if you are, and of course we're not on the agenda for this, but if you gentlemen are agreeable for us to move forward with this.
Yeah, the older the facility, probably the better that you would take the older
plans. What they're going to do is just do an assessment of everything. Once the energy audit company has decided, they would take the information with Barbara Boley to meet the deadline. They would be the other company, Barbara and this other company, whatever we choose, would write the grant. They would just have to provide the information to Barbara and the energy audit company.
This is administrative, so our approval is just not a vote, it's just approval.
Yeah, just direction.
Yeah, and basically the SiriusRec has 21 pump stations, and there's 44 pumps in those 21 pump stations, so it'd be a matter of seeing which of those pumps
qualify.
And one thing that I'd like to do is we just went out yesterday, totally unrelated to this, but did some tests on two of the Poverty Point pump stations. One of those has a pump that is in really bad shape as far as operationally. And the requirement to qualify for this is that whatever you're doing has to have a 10-year payback or less on energy savings. So I thought I might start with that bad pump and see how fast it pays back. If it doesn't pay back in 10 years, there's no sense in chasing it down. But if it pays back real fast, then we can pursue.
Yeah, and Rod's been our resource up until this point doing the calculations because he's done the grants before, and you may have done the energy grants before too. So,
well, and we use Rod all the time.
Okay, so you know him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when I say we, I mean working with Rod.
Okay. What,
does this take in a number? Can grinder pumps be involved too?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about grinder pumps.
Well, see, grinder pumps is a big cost to us on an annual basis, I would think, after a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. So the evaluation of anything set in 10 years prior, whenever you started using grinder pumps, and the number of those pumps that it went out, it looks to me like that would be where you would concentrate.
The key, though, to the whole grant is that the energy savings has to pay back in 10 years or less. And a lot of times, those grinder pumps may not be energy. They may not be that poor in energy efficiency to pay the thing back. It's like why the windows may or may not happen.
Yeah, but a grinder pump that's working inefficiently is something that's costing the county immediately.
But it still has to pencil out 10 years payback, or we can't we can't apply for the 10-year payback.
Are grinder pumps, the cost to run those paid by the county or
it's
by?
It's paid by the homeowners.
That's what
it's called. Oh, is it?
Yes, so. They're wired into the homeowner's power box.
Yeah, so that's true.
That eliminates that then, I guess. So.
Kind of like what Mel's saying, that one pump that we looked at yesterday, we done the drawdown test on, is pumping about 300 gallons a minute less.
We could start with that, and if that don't show a payback, then none of the rest of them would, because it's one of the worst we've got. So, and if it does show potential, then we could move forward with the other areas. But I just want to let you know that we do have to have the study to even apply.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a cost to generate this study, which, Mel, this all just come about, you know, like an hour ago. So we're trying to figure it out.
Before we approve a cost, we need to ask Mel for an estimate, give him time to do an estimate. Right?
Would Mel have to do it, or could we not provide the... I mean, all we're doing is getting information, correct? Or,
yeah.
Because the energy company that we're going to choose is going to do that part of the... They're going to do the... I don't want to double pay, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the RFQ that's going to be open, that company would be responsible for doing the calculations. So really what we have to be able to provide is types of pumps and usages, correct?
I'm not sure what you mean by RFQ, and I'm just being brought up to speed on it. And
there's an RFQ that's being opened tomorrow,
okay,
to choose an energy audit company.
Okay.
Rod Finkel, along with his company, along with other companies, have submitted their qualifications.
Right.
Based off the qualifications, we are going to make a decision on which company we're going to team up with Barbara Boley and the Office of Economic Development, to move forward for the application part.
Okay, that's fine. So we would just need to whatever extent they would need our help, if at all, is to provide them information. Now what they're not going to necessarily know is, and maybe they would, I don't know, but is those pump stations and all the criteria, what they were designed with and what your future plans for those are to pick the best replacement pump. So.
Right. Danny brought up a good point. What would something like, any idea what the labor would cost? That's going to take some time just to gather that information, no matter how detailed or not detailed. You're still going to physically go to a bunch of places.
Yeah. For example, we did, what I would suggest is that if you're trying to justify payback, is that you look at how's that pump operating right now, and depending on its condition, affects its efficiency. So, for example, that pump station that we looked at yesterday, that particular pump was designed to pump at about 900 gallons a minute, and it was pumping at maybe 560 gallons per minute. And it was originally designed to say, I don't know, I'm just using some numbers out of the air, but say it was originally designed to pump at a 40% efficiency. And if it's only pumping at 564, it may be down to like a 25% efficiency.
Right.
So you'd say, okay, what's its base condition right now? And then you'd look and try to find a replacement pump. And let's say that replacement pump pumps at 50% efficiency. Then that gap is what you'd use to show that
for
payback.
The justification of the 10-year payback.
And what we don't, and so what I would see is giving the information to whichever consultant that's going to do these calculations. But they're not going to know the base condition or the replacement pump. That's where they're going to.
That's where
help
you and, come in.
How much would that?
Yesterday,
the cost of that is.
They got 21 pump stations. Yesterday, we did tests on two of them, and it took us three or four hours.
Yeah.
For two stations or two pumps?
Two
three
stations.
3 hours and probably four staff members down there, because we have to pump stations down. We have to shut pump stations off, not to interfere with the test. So it takes several people to make it happen.
So is this research valuable for future if we don't get the grant?
Well, we were talking about the need to do this anyway.
Definitely. It's definitely got a value to it for sure. Because seeing what we found yesterday, these pump stations, these two, it led us to the point to where we decided we ought to do it for each one of our stations.
But it helps lower the O&M of the sewer utility.
Yeah, it would indicate whether we need to change impellers on pumps, or because if the impeller's not pushing the water out, we're still using the same energy to turn that impeller.
Right.
Would the improvements be capital improvements?
Yes.
Paid for out of sewer capital.
For the 25% match, could be paid out of the utility district.
But out of sales tax.
Well, I guess what you asked to start off with, though, is if Mel can give an estimated cost of the time per pump or time per...
Yeah, and like I said, I just heard about this for the first time.
I mean, that's how fast
the grant's
moving.
That's the way they do the grant. That's the grant business.
We 3 or 4 days.
Well, and the thing is that this separate application we just found in the application in the conference call last week, we just found that they added that. We didn't know it was there. That's why we had a couple-week head start on something else, but we didn't know that was even part of it. So.
Yeah.
We got on the agenda for 2:30 Monday, and we could have a cost for y'all to discuss at that time.
An estimated cost would be great to have for the public questions.
I didn't expect to have an opportunity to talk to you about it today, so that's why we're kind of unprepared.
No problem. I kind of jumped it on you. I sent you an email, and he's like, what are you talking about, Jim?
I appreciate you doing it, because I wanted to get it out there as soon as possible.
No problem.
So
okay. Well, you'll bring it back Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
2:30.
All right, to give you a response back off an email I sent out just real quick here was Brenda Neal did respond and said, yes, there is court that day. So she's checking what time, what courtrooms to help for staffing. Of course, everyone says they like it. They'd like to be closed. So, I mean, we may be down to a skeleton crew. Only the judicial facility may be open for a few hours. But we could always close what I would label this the old courthouse versus the new courthouse.
Any other responses?
We've got one from 911 saying that their help is always off on Christmas Eve, and it tends to be very quiet that day. Is what they said. Sewer said great, and the circuit clerk would close, with the exception of whatever skeleton crew necessary for the court. All right, moving on. We've got to squeeze this personnel in there.
Yep.
We also have a COPS grant. Do we have any? Do I have the paperwork on that?
I think so.
Are we going into executive?
You want to just be a staff?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Just whenever you're ready.
We're supposed to be there at 12:30?
Well, if you make it to one individual that you mentioned, you might want to meet early with the other party just to get some.
We have to be done by noon. Let's put it that way. We lose the room at noon.
Can you pick me up at 12? Does that give us time?
Hey, there's about two or three people down there that I've received complaints from. Can you guys look at those situations too? And maybe there are some that you're going to look at now.
Yeah, sure.
When you give me some idea of who you're going to look at, we'll all...
You need to stand for the executive.
Yeah, I know.
I have one more thing that you didn't pick up yet.
Yes.
Okay. Have you got specific locations you're going now? Or are you just going to look project?
Well, we've got one specific location we're going to down the corner.
Okay. I'll pass this on to...
Okay.
I've got to make a phone call on one of them anyway, see if it's been corrected.
He's got Simplex Grinnell now.
Okay, let's do Simplex. Thank you, Simplex Grinnell.
Not yet. We'll get it.
It's a fire... device inspection. And
has to be.
$954.26.
It's for the new judicial facility?
Yes, just the Justice Center. It's a 3-year contract. There's some things I was changing about it, and they emailed it to me, and that's what I'm working on, but they're times of the essence now. And,
motion for
approval. We have to do it legally.
Okay. I don't want it automatically renewed, so there's a provision in there that it's a 3-year contract, and it's up to you. I mean, we can have it automatically renewed if we don't give them notice.
So how would you like us to make this motion? To approve the Grinnell contract upon your...
That change, and I have another question of you.
Uh-huh.
They've limited their liability to the extent of the contract, which is $954 and change. Now, if there's a fire and one of the fire extinguishers doesn't work and somebody is injured because the fire extinguisher doesn't work, we're indemnifying them and they're only responsible for the $954.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's their boilerplate. So, I could make those changes as well. But
should we table this and give you time to get it and bring it back up
today? Wasn't it? It has to be done today or tomorrow.
But I mean, can you have it by 4:00 or something?
I can have it for 4:00 by you can do it by phone or something.
Okay, we're gonna be over shoveling dirt at
3:30.
3:30 by 4:00 we can be back on the phone. 4:15.
4:30.
It's a $954 contract. It's just the issues I have with it is that it automatically renews. I don't like that.
And their liability limitation.
A couple little things that are no big deal and the limiting of their
liability. See, I thought we just signed this thing in the spring.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the contract after Bob makes those changes, the automatic renew the liability.
And they may not agree
restriction.
When we do that on the
at least we can get her done.
Yeah. I'll second the motion.
Ready to vote?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries.
Okay.
Sheila, got something?
Would you gentlemen have a piece of paper that Bob would have given to you Monday that should have went to the auditor's office
we'll
to
authorize
honest. Him to...
We voted on it. I gave you a piece of paper, and Jim may have it.
It's in the minutes of the... I just took it upstairs in the BOE. We actually did that twice. We did it through the BOE, and then we did it as a commission Monday.
Yeah, we voted on the commission what to do, and I handed a piece of paper.
I'm looking here, Sheila.
And I'm trying to think, did you say to Jim, do you need this or something? You might have given it to him, or maybe you didn't. I don't know. But it was Monday.
I remember seeing it.
Is that what it is? It's
one
sheet.
Yeah.
One sheet.
Yeah, he's got it.
Okay.
I thought it was here.
In your office? Okay. Can you please take the Joanne so she can go check? Today's the last day for her to get it out there.
Yeah.
You want me to pick it up and you'll take it there? You'll take it there? Thank you.
Okay. Motion going to executive pursuant personnel.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Can you seal the hatches?
Okay. And I don't know. You need to look on that sheet of paper to see if there needs to be a signature from one of the...